Welcome to Intentional Living, everybody. Dr. Randy Carlson here, founder of Intentional Living, right from our center in beautiful Tucson today, along with Jennifer and Steven and the team. And we're going to talk about in-laws. Are you ready? Don't turn the radio off yet. Come on. Or your podcast. We're gonna give you some help here and some hope, and I think some real insight into this dynamic of the relationship with your in-laws. All right. Hey, listen, you know, there was a study done in 2004 in the UK, and if the British did a survey just because of their accent, it's got to be right, right? Ever noticed? That's another story. But anyway, the 2004 study on family strain, the strain that goes on in a family, especially involving in-laws, they found in that study that the reason for divorce, 18% of people wrote down, was because of the strain in relationships with in-laws. Second most common cause after adultery. Unbelievable. I was really stunned. 75% of couples report having some difficulties with in-laws. 60% of in-law problems cause arguments in marriage. 44% experience conflict with mother-in-law versus 39% with father-in-law. All right. We're talking in-laws today. Here's what I want. I need your help. This is Intentional Living is all about experiencing life the way God intended. That's why we take this break for 28 minutes to really get down to where you live. We want you to not only have hope in Christ, but to experience hope. And you experience hope by really living out your faith. And I want to tell you something I think will be setting the stage for how to make this relationship work in your life. And we're going to get to that in just a moment.
Yes, this is Jeff. I just want to leave a comment about in-laws and the impact. My wife and I dated, and I came from a very, very bad background, and she came up from a very healthy, good Christian background herself. And before I could marry my wife, I had to have the permission of her father and her mother. And we did not get that for the first couple of years that we were dating. And even after we had asked, I had asked for her hand. And eventually they conceded or agreed. And it made all the difference in the world in our relationship. My wife and I were privileged with two beautiful children. One went to be with the Lord prior. So that would have been three beautiful children. But they played a very integral part in the upbringing of those children. And it wasn't until my father-in-law, just prior to him passing a couple of months before he went to be with the Lord, had made a comment that he said, I was wrong. And he said, you were probably the best thing that ever happened in our family. And that meant the world to me because I always felt like I was living up to their expectations. But no one knows another man's heart until they see his actions.
Mm. What a way to start a show today on in-laws. The phone line's open. Here's what I want. Here's what I want to hear from. I'd love to have you call and just say, Randy, here's one thing that's helped me in my relationship with my in-laws. One thing that I'd like to pass along to some others who are listening around the country or on a podcast around the world. I'd like to share this thing. This is one thing. Hopefully it'll be helpful. We want you to experience your in-law relationship the way God intended. And so give us a call. 888-888-1717 is the phone number. And as I mentioned, we're live here today. 888-888-1717. Love to hear from you. Now, you know, in Scripture, if you've studied it all, Ruth and mother-in-law Naomi, they had quite a relationship. In Ruth chapter 1, in this relationship, by the way, two women, different religious backgrounds, different cultures, different upbringings, okay? And Ruth said, but do not urge me to leave you. Her husband has passed away. And Naomi is thinking, well, maybe go back to your own people and you're going to be more comfortable with your own people. And Ruth says, don't urge me to leave you or return from following you. For where you go, there I will go. And where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. What a powerful testimony. Then we see there's another example in Scripture of a relationship, in-law relationship, Moses with a father-in-law. And Moses was trying to run the whole deal by himself. I mean, he was busy doing everything administrative. He had a lot of gripey people following him, right? A million plus people, and he's trying to run the whole thing here. And his father-in-law comes to him and says, "What you are doing, Moses, is not good. You and the people with you will certainly wear yourselves out. You are not able to do it alone." Exodus chapter 18. And of course, that was the point where he started to distribute the workload, you know, and set up a plan where people started to share responsibility and so on. And when I read that, I was thinking, do you have that kind of quality relationship that a mother-in-law or father-in-law can lovingly challenge you in a way that's healthy and you receive it? And I tell you what, if you don't have a good relationship, that ain't going to work. That's going to create a problem. Now, before we get to your calls, and by the way, the phone line's open, 888-888-1717. I got to set the foundation here. In your relationship with your in-laws, there are things that you control and there are things you don't control. You don't control what they say. You don't control how they live. You don't control the decisions they make. You and I don't control their quirkiness, by the way. You don't control the things that maybe you think you should or like to, and then your expectations rub up against what you can't control, and that creates disappointment and problems. And I've talked to thousands of people over the years, many on this topic, and one of the things I find is that when it gets to the things that we do that are dumb in a relationship with our in-laws, say dumb things, do dumb things, try to control, whatever, come on. We do that out of this feeling that maybe I do control it, and you don't. Wisdom in a relationship with in-laws in particular is know what you control, know what you don't. And when you do that, it's powerful. Now, the Bible says, let me give you a verse here, Philippians 4:8, whatever's true and right and praiseworthy and of good report, think on such things. And in your relationship with in-laws, you got to focus on the truth. The truth is I don't control them. There are some positives and look for them. And you think, I can't think of anything positive. Well, maybe one thing you can think of is I don't control them. And that puts you in a proper perspective to pray for them and be in that kind of a spot in that relationship with them, which is a powerful thing. All right. All that being said, come and join me. What's one thing you've learned you want to pass along that can help others? That's the only reason we do this show. We want you at the end of 28 minutes from our Intentional Life Media Center here to say, hey, God's doing something and I want to be a part of it. I want to experience life the way He intends. All right, let's go. 888-888-1717 is the number. Let me go to Debbie in New Mexico. Hi there, Debbie. How you doing?
Hi, Randy. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What do you think about in-laws?
Well, I'm a mother-in-law, and I love my children and my in-law children. So I think the two things that I really think that helped me was one of them is I do love them as if they are my own. I do love those kids. And the second thing is I listen to them. I pay attention to what they need, what they want. And it's to the point where we go on vacation with my son and his wife because she says, you are so easy to be around. Because we respect their space, we respect what they want to do, we realize our role has changed from a parent to now we're like a natural support. We're kind of like outside the big circle, and we're okay with that. We totally enjoy spending time with them. When we visit our daughter out of state, her husband says, come and visit anytime. We love having you here because we respect and love our family that way.
That's good. Even when you may not agree or you see something, you'd say, well, I would do it differently. What do you do?
I've had to put my hand over my mouth and walk away more times than I can count.
I hear you.
And it's nice because then they can come to us with the things that they need. And, you know, my mom had a hard relationship with her mother-in-law, and I really wanted to change that. So I really started just wanting to love them. I prayed for my children's spouses when they were infants, and God brought amazing children, spouses into their life. and we are so blessed to have them. I just couldn't love them any more than if I gave them birth myself. They are amazing people. I've watched them all grow. My son has been married for 20 years. My daughter will be married for 18 years. And we've had a strong relationship the whole time. It's been amazing.
That's terrific. I bet you're also honest about saying, I got to put the duct tape over my mouth sometimes. And you know why? Come on, parents. If you have young adults or adults, and you've had experiences, and you know certain things, and it's easy just to fall back into that parenting role. And of course, there's a new relationship here, adult kind of thing. And that's not always easy. I would say this to those of you who are young adults, though. Unless your parents are really messed up, they probably have some wisdom. They probably have some things that might be helpful. If you want to really honor your in-laws, go ask them a question sometime. What do you think about? What's your opinion about? And after you pick them up off the floor, and they... No, but seriously, I think this give and take, sometimes there's things that we can learn from each other, and learning to listen, I think, is such a powerful thing. All right. What's one thing that's helped you in in-law relationships? Maybe it's been brother-in-law, sister-in-law, who knows? We're here to help you, and we're here to help others. 888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. We've all been there. You have a difficult decision, and you want to know God's will, but where do you start?
I believe that God's will is not nebulous or vague. It's all revealed for you and for me in His Word. To know and live in God's will, you must know and apply the Bible to every situation.
In Dr. Randy's teaching titled, Finding God's Will, he discusses some practical ways you can know what God's will is for your life. When you give a monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message, along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, listen, thank you for your support. Thank you for standing with us, being a part of this mission. We got a great big God with a huge vision to help more people experience their life, their marriage, their family, their relationships, the way God intended, so they can finish life strong and leave a legacy and impact another generation. And you all are making it possible by setting the table for us through your prayers and support. And we appreciate it hugely. 888-1717 is the number you can call. Press number 2 to talk to our staff and say, hey, I want to be a part of this journey with Randy and the team. Or press number 1 if you want to talk to me and talk about in-laws. Love to hear from you. 888-1717.
Hi, I just wanted to share how I brought my in-laws together with our family. What I would do is once a week, I would invite them over. We had a certain day set aside every week, like a Sunday, for dinner. And then we'd all sit around with the children, and we would read from the Bible. We would just pass the Bible back and forth all around in a circle, and everyone would take time reading from the Bible. And that's how we built our family and strengthened it and each other.
The power of one thing. Intentional Living. Let's get back to calls. Chris, looks like you got some questions you're facing there. What's going on?
Randy. So I'm actually going through a little bit of a struggle. I'll try to be quick with it. My wife and I met at work. We married maybe 3 months into knowing each other due to me wanting to do things right with my family. I I lost my family once with my son's mom, and I didn't want to do that again. So my wife ended up pregnant. So then we got married. We lost, I believe it was four times we lost a baby. We now have one. But since we are very new to all of this, you know, our in-laws, we don't have the best relationship with each other, me with hers and her with mine. Now, the thing where I'm stuck is, how can I say it? Her dad, we lost our apartment. And her dad doesn't know the full, you know, story on my financial situation, my financial assistance to my wife and all of that. So he thinks I'm just,
he thinks you're probably lazy and not doing your job and not picking up responsibility as being the head of your house. Is that basically what he's thinking?
Correct. The main thing is now, because we've had two different living situations, my wife and I, I don't know if he's been encouraging, but he's been telling her to leave me.
All right.
Now that we're finally getting our own apartment this weekend.
Were you living with them?
No, I was living with my parents. She eventually moved out. She couldn't handle the way my mom is. And where she went with her sister, I cannot go.
All right. Now, Chris, listen, let me ask a couple quick questions here. You got off on a rocky start, the wrong start. You didn't do this right. You admit that, correct?
Correct.
All right. And her parents and your parents probably thought the same thing.
I can assume so, yes.
Okay. But you guys are you love each other, you're committed to each other, and you're going to make this marriage work, correct? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, sir. I'm in it all the way.
All right. And your wife is in on, she's with you.
Well, I hope so. That's another story. She hasn't been necessarily showing the love that I would expect from a wife, but then again, we ran into this very, very early in our relationship.
All right. How long you been married?
3 years now, 3.5 years now.
All right. You guys been through a lot. You got off on the wrong, chart. You didn't experience this whole thing the way God intended. Let's just lay it out. God's intention is different. And when we get off track, and I don't share this intended to beat you up, but simply to say, look, hey, okay, we just admit we didn't do this right, but we want to do this the way God intended now. And what's really critical here, Chris, in my view, just from what I've heard, is your in-laws, maybe they're supportive in their own way. They don't know how to be supportive. Maybe they have some good input, but you two have got to decide together to say, we're in this. We got off on the wrong start, but I'll tell you, we're going to make God the center of this thing, our marriage. We're going to get some counseling. We're going to put together whatever thing we have to do to make this work. And if we have to put some boundaries in place lovingly with our in-laws, with the family, we got to do that. Because I'll tell you right now, I've talked to too many people. I've seen it in the lives of people. When in-laws butt into a marriage that's faltering, it can falter faster. Now, on the other hand, smart people who have a faltering marriage, if they have loving, supportive in-laws, can be helpful. And I think we're all kind of understand that dynamic. And I say to the in-laws, there's a time we have to speak and there's a time not to speak. There's a time to step up and there's a time to step back. There's a time to help and a time not to help. I'm writing in my own verse here from Ecclesiastes 3. And a smart in-law knows when to do that and how to do that. That's the control thing that we talked about a little bit earlier. But I would encourage you, Chris, to get into a church, grow spiritually. Let me ask you this, Chris. Do you and your wife both know Jesus Christ personally? Have you given your life to Him? Are you followers of Christ?
My wife, not so much. Myself, I'm I've been in church since I was a kid. I'm 33 now.
But do you know Jesus? Do you have a relationship with him?
Not the best at the moment, no.
Listen, what you got to do, and this is a decision, because if you try to do this on your own, it's going to blow up. And to just simply say, Lord, I can't do this on my own. I'm done trying to do this on my own. And I want to be clear. I give my life to you, and I want you to come into my life and direct my life, make me the man I need to be to honor you, glorify you, and be the husband and daddy I need to be. Is that something you really feel? Is that important to you? Is that something you think you need to do?
Yes, 100%.
Would you like to do that right now? I mean, I know we're on the radio, a lot of people listening, but that's okay with me if it's okay with you.
I would like that push, yes.
All right, brother, listen. It's your own words, but let me give you some words and you can add to it or subtract from it, but just follow along. And Chris, this is to God, not to me. And go ahead and say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I'm done doing this my own way.
I'm done doing this on my own.
Because it ain't working.
It's not working for me, Lord.
I need you, and I ask you to come into my life.
I need you right now more than ever, and I want you to come into my life.
I give you everything.
I give you everything.
And I ask you to help direct my life now to be the man I need to be.
And I direct my life to help me direct my life to be the man I need to be for my wife and for my kids.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
That's real, man. I mean,
thank you, Dr. Randy.
That's real. Listen, now, here's what we tell. I tell people, we talk about experience hope on the radio. Hope is a given. Jesus, according to Scripture, he's in your life, and you got the power of the Holy Spirit. But experiencing hope now is saying, okay, I'm gonna live on this hope that I have in him and take some action. I'm going to put some legs to the hope, and I'm going to step out. You need to get, in my view, you need to get plugged into a church that teaches the word. You need to get around some other guys that are going to encourage you. You need to bring your wife along as you can in terms of maybe, praying together, telling her what's going on in your life. Try to get into church together. Love her. You can't control her, right? But you can control what you do at this point. And make those steps. And then as far as the practical things with the in-laws, let them know, hey, God's made a difference in my life, and I'm going to try to make a difference in my family, and I need your help by giving me some space. And when I need help, I'm going to ask for it and be willing to ask for it because they might be able to help you with some things. But that's different than the control. And does that make sense to you, my friend?
It does. It does.
Listen, I want you to hang on for a minute. Stephen, love to talk to you here and encourage you a little bit. I'd like to send you a couple things, some resources. We got an Intentional Word Chronological Bible. This may be something that you can start reading with your wife and encouraging her and taking steps every day to just kind of start building your life. And this is what we call a defining moment in intentional living. This is a defining moment. And now you can start taking those steps. Not, you're going to fall down. It's not perfect. We're not perfect. I'm not perfect. Your marriage isn't perfect. Your wife's not perfect. But you can start today in a new direction. Amen.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Pray for Chris. Pray for his wife.
You know, I believe that God will never have you make a choice in life that will violate his word. The Bible says that God is not the author of confusion. So by knowing the Bible and obeying it, you will do God's will and you can make the right choices. Yet even after examining Scripture in light of your situation, it's possible you're going to have times where you're not sure, you're still doubting the direction. It's not a matter of, is this bad or good. If it is, that's pretty clear. Or is it scriptural or unscriptural? That's pretty clear. But I think many times finding and discerning God's will comes down to just not quite clear. I've got it all and I prayed and I still am not getting the answer. So I'd like to close this lesson this month by sharing with you something that I sat down a number of years ago and penned out for myself. 11 questions that I think are profound questions to ask before you make a decision concerning God's will for your life. Are you ready? All right. Number one is the vision question. Will this decision move me toward a life goal or toward solving a problem?
All right, that's an excerpt from the lesson this month, our featured lesson on experiencing God's will in your life. When you get into that sweet spot, understand what it is. Man, that's huge. That's where the good things start to happen, I think, in life. And life is so short. And that can be for you too today. If you just joined us, this is Intentional Living, and I don't think there's anything more intentional than what we just had an opportunity to talk to Chris about. And so I tell you what, we didn't even get into the in-law topic that much. So let's just stay here in the studio, and we're going to record some of your calls and put them up, and it'll air next Thursday, a week from now. And so if you want to call, tell us one thing that you've learned that's helped you in your in-law relationships. Or if you're struggling spiritually like Chris, I'd be happy to talk to you as well. Listen, that's number one on my priority list here. You're going to live intentionally. It should start with a relationship with the giver of intentionality. In the beginning, God very intentionally created the heavens and the earth, and he has a plan, doesn't he? All right, 888-888-1717. As we wrap up the show today, I just need to say a huge thank you to those of you who happen to be listening who also happen to be supporting the ministry. You know, when you give that dollar a day or $30 a month or whatever it is, sometimes larger gifts, some folks that give $5,000, $10,000, thank you. You all do that because of what just happened with Chris, and we see that off the air as well. We got a chaplaincy program, people calling, praying, coming to Christ. You can check that out at our website if you need prayer. We're here for you. That's why we do this, and I thank you for being a part of Intentional Living today. My name is Dr. Randy Carlson. This is a part of Intentional Life Media, a big, big vision to help you experience life the way God intended, and you make it possible with your prayers and support. God bless you. If you want to talk to me, give me a call, 888-888-1717. Press 1. We'll talk to you and play it next week. Or press 2 and talk to our team to join us. Check it out at theintentionallife.com. Have a great day. We'll see you with more Intentional Living right here tomorrow from Intentional Life Media.